Good morning. Today is Friday, November the 16th. Is today the smokeout day? Great American Smokeout? I think it is. Somehow it's programmed in my head that it's the 16th, not the second Thursday in the month. Anyway, good morning, everybody. We don't have fire, just the residuals. Joining us this morning is the new. We still say new, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, after a week, it might be starting to get old already. Police Chief for the City of Arcata, Brian Ahern. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Now, you're going to be introduced into our Why Do They Say That? And there's actually one here that's kind of, sort of, almost up your alley.
Got it.
All right. And it's not boudoir. I'm going to hold off on that one for somebody else. Okay. That was going to be Karen's. Why, or how, pardon me, did the word boycott get its present meaning?
I have absolutely no idea.
Ah, good. Truth. The name and its meaning comes from the first victim of the practice. In 1880, Lord Erne, an absentee Irish landlord, employed as his agent at Low Mask in a certain Captain Boycott. Boycott asked such unreasonable rentals from the tenants that they refused to pay anything. The Irish Land League adopted the practice, and they began using the phrase, "Let's boycott him," meaning let's do it to him as we did to Captain Boycott.
Ah,
there you go.
You learn something new every day.
Ah, and Winston did a little dig, and I guess it was yesterday. But, you know, I've been practicing it for 58 years, so what the heck.
Every day.
Now, some may say I was smoking hot at one point, but yeah. Not smoking, period. Not many say that. So, Mr. Brian, why Arcata? What happened here? Was this a moment of weakness or clarity?
This was definitely clarity. Being a police officer for really my whole adult life, I knew that policing is really something that I'm so passionate about and would really like to do for the rest of my adult life. So, coming from San Diego, where I spent over three decades in policing, I was looking for an opportunity where I could continue to serve a local community and the people of the state of California. And so the Arcata position seemed like an outstanding opportunity to not only continue to serve, but to serve in a community that really respected their police department, and where the expectations were high. And so the more research that I did, the more time that I spent in Arcata, the more I realized that it was the perfect fit. And I'm just truly humbled and grateful for this opportunity.
Now, certainly San Diego is about as far away from here as you can get. I still support the concept we're three or four states away, but yeah, that one hasn't passed yet either. What experiences do you think will serve you from San Diego, and what areas do you think are going to be the new and novel and wow that you'll have to be dealing with?
That's a great question. And you know, policing in a lot of ways is very similar from community to community, but in some respects it's very, very different. And to answer the kind of the second part of the question first, I have a lot of listening to do. I need to learn about the city of Arcata and the Humboldt County region, because as similar as we are here to other parts of the state of California, there are some nuances and there are some differences. And the more I can educate myself on that, then the more that then I can lead our organization according to, you know, what the expectations are. And I'm not talking for the last several years, but for the last several decades. But coming from San Diego, I mean, I was so fortunate to have the opportunity to work a diverse number of assignments, and including several times I worked in areas that had either universities or college campuses within the geographic region. And so the fact that Humboldt State University is located within the city of Arcata was certainly a draw for me, because I really enjoyed interacting with the college students and the administration. They were open to working with the police department And so far, my experience here is that Humboldt State University is very excited about not only working with the Humboldt State University Police Department, but with the Arcata Police Department as well. So, but they have high expectations. And just think about, you know, a parent or a loved one sending their child, perhaps, you know, if they come from out of the city, away to school, you know, their expectation is that it's going to be a safe environment in which their child can thrive. And I know Chief Peterson with Humboldt State University PD and myself, we really take that seriously. And so we're going to be working very closely together, as we have in the past, to continue to provide that safe environment for the students and the staff.
I suspect you're going to have a bunch of buddies in San Diego whose kids are coming up here. And you mind checking out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see where the student population makeup is from and whatever preconceived notions they may or may not have about stuff. What's the number one thing on your checklist right now? Other than listening and you know, just kind of getting your feet wet.
Yeah, the number one priority is to continue to work with the district attorney's office on the David Josiah Lawson murder investigation. A lot of work has been done to complete the investigation. However, it's really important for us as a police department to continue to work with the district attorney's office so that, you know, ultimately we can take that case through a successful conclusion.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Brian Ahern, the new police chief in the city of Arcata. So now, are you low man on the totem pole because Karen stepped back? And we couldn't even talk about Thanksgiving meals.
I'm the new guy.
But I think we might at least have one listener this morning. Making sure everything is okay. So, What strikes you about our neighborhood here? What is it? Because most of the folks here will comment about certain things, and somebody from out of the area relocating here tends to talk about certain things. But I'm sensing from our back and forth a little bit that you're not a normal, which is a compliment in our building here.
Thank you.
You're not a normal.
Thank you.
That there are some things that are really locking in on you and your family already.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, but there's really one in particular that has struck me ever since I came to Arcata several months ago, as I was preparing for, you know, the process, it's really two parts. Number one is how diverse the city is.
By diverse, are you saying age?
I'm all
race,
kind of race, what? Gender, age, sexual orientation, political position. There's a lot of people in the city of Arcata who represent all different kinds of communities. Really, it's kind of
you nailed that one in about 2 weeks, I think.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't matter what the cause is, if it's mainstream or out on the fringe. We got somebody who's here and who's passionate about that position. Doesn't matter what it is.
Right, and in Arcata, what has really struck me is that all people are welcome. I have yet to see someone be judged. I'll use the plaza area, for example, which is a gathering spot for anyone. And it's really kind of the center. It's the heart of the city. And I spend a lot of time at the plaza, as I do in all neighborhoods of Arcata. And I have yet to see someone who was not welcome there. And I just think that the fact that it's such a welcoming community, it's inclusive, it's tolerant of all people, is something that I'm just really proud to be a part of.
So as you're considering some of the different options that are out there, oftentimes it's the physicalness, you know, the beach, the rivers, the trees, the ocean, that kind of stuff that's there. It certainly is different. You know, has anybody told you don't jump in the ocean?
No, they haven't.
Yeah,
actually.
You probably don't want to jump in the ocean. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Suntans around here are more hues. They're not really tans.
Gotcha.
Oh, the dynamicness of the area, or the variety. Yeah, you know, diversity to me is another catchphrase.
Right.
But the variety that is here, I would think could be refreshing, because it isn't one type of thing, just as the age is going to be a little bit different. But you still have got budgetary realities. You still have got the bad guys to catch. You still have got the drug overlays in the culture locally. How different is that from San Diego, or is it very parallel?
Well, there are some parallels, and in particular, I am one part of a thriving city, and there are several city departments, and you know, we all you know, have a responsibility to work together. And so I realize that there are a lot of challenges for the police department, as there are for all city departments. There are a lot of needs. And I think our city manager, with the support of the mayor and the vice mayor and the city council, that leadership team does a phenomenal job of taking care of the entire city and all of the needs of Arcata. And so, but public safety is a priority. There's no doubt it's a priority for the leadership. And there have been a lot of enhancements made to the organization in the last several years. And so there's tremendous support, like there is in other cities, regardless of size. But I also realize that, you know, we have to maximize our budget and get the most out of the monies that are allocated to us, because there is not this endless stream of money that will enable us to do everything that we want. So we prioritize, we're fiscally responsible, and we make sure that we're working in alignment and collaboratively with all city departments.
That's got to be kind of a challenge, particularly, you know, because people will put public safety together. So you and Justin, okay, you're together. But he's got volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard there's a lot of volunteers for APD at this point.
Right.
So that dynamic is a little bit different. The size of Arcata, is that going to make it easier for you, do you think, to get everything kind of figured out?
Well, you know, policing, I think, regardless of the size of your jurisdiction, it's about scale. And so I think it'll be very similar to not only San Diego, but cities throughout the nation. And so there are going to be certainly some differences, some nuances. But, you know, we have dedicated staff who are so committed to the city that the sky's the limit in terms of what we can accomplish.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with newly christened, Arcata Police Chief Brian Ahern. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Brian, I would suspect, coming from San Diego and the fact that the most recent ex-police chief in Eureka came from San Diego, mm-hmm. that the question is, hey, did you know Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys buddies? So, okay, maybe we can alleviate in the next 100 questions for you. Did you know Andy? Were you guys buds? Did you work together, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, Andy and I know Andy very well, and we both sort of grew up on the police department at the same time. And I know Andy was well-respected here in Eureka and really was instrumental in the late 80s and early to mid 90s, along with a core group of people in putting problem solving and community policing on the map. I think Andy is part of a group of people throughout the nation who really have revolutionized policing in the last several decades. And so he is someone who, I have watched and listened to and learned from and really respect and admire. Police leadership, while there are some core tenets that we all believe in, there are some differences as well in terms of how, we want to lead and manage our respective agencies. And while I've learned a lot from Andy and so many others, I'm excited about, looking to the Arcata Police Department, the men and women who have devoted their careers there to say, hey, what can we do for Arcata, that might be a little bit different than what worked here in Eureka or what maybe Andy's doing in Santa Cruz right now and what other chiefs are doing, throughout the state.
That's what I was going to ask, with San Diego being, I guess, maybe the foundational experiences for you. How do you know what is a fine tuning? Things that may have applied in San Diego that you're either wouldn't apply here or you just don't want to bring up here. How do you pick and choose the best of what you had and start to plug in
right.
the Ahern
right.
model?
Right. Well, a lot of it is going to be driven by what do we need and where are we perhaps, for example, deficient, as an organization. On the flip side, what are the strengths? What are we really doing well? That we want to continue to replicate. And the nice thing about coming here to Arcata from San Diego is that while I have a lot of experience, not everything that we tried in San Diego worked. And so I think we have the best of both worlds. We have a dedicated group of women and men who understand how to police Arcata. So there's a tremendous amount of institutional knowledge. But like any really good organization, you're constantly looking at how you operate to make incremental improvements. And I think that's where I can at least offer a fresh set of eyes to offer up some different strategies. But I think already, the department understands that there may be some things that I feel very confident are going to work, and we're going to institute them. But I'm also going to look for a lot of opportunities to make sure that I'm empowering the staff to recognize and to implement some change that they think is appropriate as well.
What does success look like? How will you know you're, let's say, 6 months or a year down? In 12 months, you get short straw, you're back here.
Yeah.
And we say, okay, was this a successful year?
Right.
Was this a good year? Was
right.
this a so-so year? What kind of What kind of measurements are you going to be using to know that you're doing the right thing?
Right. What's our crime rate? Success is crime is going down, in particular violent crime. But property crime is really important as well. Another barometer is, how does the community feel? Do they feel safe? Safety can be calculated in a number of ways, but not only is it important to have a safe city, but it's important for people to feel safe. And that's where going out into the community is really important, and establishing those critical relationships. Because while we as a police department may feel like we're doing well, crime's going down, calls for service are going down, we're getting more people into resources, we're diverting more juveniles away from the criminal justice system. If the community feels even more threatened or more scared, well then maybe we're not communicating as well, you know, as we should. And then I think also, how are we doing in terms of the relationships with the community? Do they feel like they have the trust and the confidence in their police department? Those are really important measurements, because at the end of the day, we're public servants. And I have to make sure that there's trust and faith and credibility in the organization so that people feel comfortable calling us for help.
KINS, News and Information, Times 842. We will be back.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information, Times 8:46. Gee, I can see across the bay. It's a clear day. Unless I look up the valley, not so clear. Yeah, this smoke stuff is just weird, at least for me. So, Brian, as you're looking at what you're kind of being brought into now as the new police chief in Arcata, the Toby and Jackson sideline situation is there. Bar Row is there. There's some things that are kind of structural in Arcata, mm-hmm. that are historical.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any simple solutions for that situation, whether it's the drugs being dealt or whether it's concentration of alcohol use?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody agrees it wouldn't be allowed now. It would be more spread out.
Mm-hmm.
But as it is, are there some techniques that you're anticipating being able to use to kind of keep moderation as a working term?
Yeah, that's there's a lot of different strategies that have been successful in jurisdictions, you know, throughout the country. Public safety is a shared responsibility. And to have the support of ABC and to be able to make those cases to where now, you know, we're looking at two licenses that, you know, may be revoked ultimately, you know, that to me, that's a game changer. What we do from that point on, I think, is critical. And so obviously there, you know, differences of opinion in terms of whether you should concentrate all the licenses in one location or have them spread out. And I think, you know, a lot of the opinions now are, is maybe we should start to spread those out a little bit so that we're not concentrating all this activity in one particular area. But, you know, we need to have the ideas of the business community, of the residents who live in Arcata, the police department. I know there's a lot of, you know, officers and professional staff that have opinions and ideas on really how to manage this problem moving forward. Plus, you know, we're going to be looking to the region. What kinds of strategies have been used in other municipalities in the county or local cities, and really kind of put together a best practices model and see if that will, make an impact in terms of reducing the impact on the quality of life as it relates to some of these venues.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I think you're in for an interesting ride. I think it'll be fun. What I sense is the enthusiasm, you know, and that's, thank God you've got it, because I can't imagine going into a job and, you know, relocating and everything, and you're just kind of there.
I am so proud to be here, and I'm so inspired by the women and the men of the Arcata Police Department.
Don't forget Public Works.
All city departments. But, you know, as you know, I interact
I
with the staff
one,
all day. Absolutely. The community's been so welcoming. The city government has so many wonderful ideas, and they've been so successful over the years. It's really a perfect situation for me.
Well, thanks for coming by. Now you've been here, you may not have quite the hesitation next time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian. See you everybody tomorrow morning.